Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Here to News Talk 790 WNIS and online at WNIS.com. We're here on Ask the Expert this hour with your friends from Eggleston, celebrating more than 69 years right here in Hampton Roads, focused on Hampton Roads community and in bettering our community one relationship at a time. It's Eggleston. So excited this hour. And if you haven't heard about Eggleston, you can always go to the website, EgglestonServices.org, or go to their many social media accounts, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram, and find out what's going on with Eggleston any time of the year. And this time of the year is a great time to get excited about Eggleston. We'll talk about why, as well as coming up next month in just a few weeks. It's National Disability Employment Awareness Month, something we should all get excited about with the help of Eggleston. So I've got a lot of guests here in the studios with us, and we're going to talk about a variety of things. But starting us off with who is Eggleston? What is Eggleston? What does Eggleston really do? We've got Miss Geraldine Eady as well as Kristen Ricks here in the studios with us. And welcome. So glad to have you guys here. How are you?
Always great to be here.
Damien, always great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. And I'm always excited to talk about Eggleston because there's so much going on. It's always a new story and new stories of past events and future events and things all helping tie Hampton Roads together and bring people with disabilities employment opportunities and really benefit everybody here in our community. But tell me a little bit about Eggleston. 69 years in one place is an amazing thing.
Absolutely. 69 years. Since 1955, Eggleston has been providing services to adults with disabilities with a focus on education, training, and employment. Growing in 1955 from just 7 families to now serving over 1,700 individuals each year.
Wow, 1955. And you said 1,700 people last year?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, how does Eggleston help these people? In what ways?
Well, in many different ways. We consider our organization as a three-pillar organization. We have our operations area, we have rehabilitative services, and we also have federal contracts. Through our federal contracts, we serve in many different ways, like providing mailroom services. We provide food service to the military bases in the community, as well as custodial services and laundry services.
Great. And as well as many, many other projects.
Many other services. Eggleston has over 33 programs in 22 locations.
Really? Wow.
And that very large footprint.
And that list grows every year, it feels like. And each one of them is as good as the last, which is really exciting.
Yes.
That's one of the things we really love about Eggleston is while we started with looking for just employment opportunities, helping people transition from school into the workforce. Over the years, we found there's a bigger need, and so we keep growing to meet that need. So in addition to like the federal contracts, we also, as Geraldine mentioned, we have business services or business operations. We run several types of businesses that create job opportunities because having a choice of one isn't really having a choice. You know, having a choice of two is considered a dilemma. So you got to have a bunch of choices so that people can have something that they're excited to go to work. I think we've all had that job that was just a job and it's not exactly exciting to get out of bed. So we also run a vehicle donation program and an automotive center where we have individuals clean and prepare the vehicles for auction that runs every 2 weeks, which, shameful plug, we currently have our auction going on right now. So if you want to jump in your car, keep listening to the show and drive down to our location on Military Highway. It's at 3525 North Military Highway. We currently have our auction going on right now, but we do have an auction every 2 weeks. We also have shredding services both for businesses, for individuals. We can do big bulk jobs. We run a garden center and a farmer's market, and we have commercial and residential landscaping. We also have a business fulfillment group that can do a variety of different tasks for businesses, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later, so I'll, you know, save some of that for later on. In addition to the business side, we also know people need help in other parts of their life, in their we're at home and in the community. So we also run 5 group homes that allow people to have a safe place to live and, you know, have friends and connections in the community. We can also provide in-home supports for people if they want to live independently. And then finally, we have our group day programs for those individuals who maybe don't want to work 5 days a week. They want to have some social interaction, or for the individuals who maybe are higher on the needs spectrum. And so they go have day support where they can have outings, build natural supports in the community, build friendships. It's all about helping everybody live to their highest level of independence.
Awesome. That's exciting. And EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to find out more. And if people want to get involved, what's the most common ways people can get involved, or the best ways that people can get involved?
We have a variety of different ways you can get involved. We actually do a community leaders lunch if you just want to get to learn a little bit more about Eggleston. We do that about every 6 weeks. Actually, we plan to talk a little bit more about that and some our upcoming events that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. But volunteering is also a great way to get involved if you are interested, whether it be an individual or you want to bring in a group or a team from your work. You know, let us know about that. And then if you want to start with something a little more simple, sign up for our newsletter. We send out a bi-monthly email that just keeps you informed with what's going on with Eggleston, what we've been doing, what we have coming up next. And that's a nice, easy way to, you know, dip your toe in the water of what is Eggleston.
Yeah.
And you can get to that from our website, EgglestonServices.org.
Great. And you don't have to wait to donate until December or the end of the
Absolutely
year.
Absolutely not.
No, those dollars go a long way throughout the rest of the year, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, just a quick reminder. We're more than halfway through the year at this point, but I'm excited about it. We're here this hour with Eggleston, EgglestonServices.org. Go to the website or any of the social medias to find out more. And I understand you guys have a big announcement for us.
We do. Drum roll. We do. Absolutely. And can't wait to share the big news.
I'm excited for it. And now with 69 years and rolling here in Hampton Roads with Eggleston, and 1,700 people served every year and for many, many years here. I'm celebrating 20 years here at Sinclair Communications. And I think the whole time we've done shows on Ask the Expert. And I want to say Paul Atkinson, the former CEO, has been there the whole time. I've done the show. What is the big announcement for the day?
Well, the big announcement is we have a new CEO. His name is Dr. Mark Carlson, and he joined Eggleston just about a month ago. So we're really excited that he's joined us and look forward to making a huge impact with Mark in the community. Moving forward.
And we brought him along to introduce him to your crowd.
Oh, no. You put him through this process with me and all my mistakes. Dr. Mark Carlson, glad to have you aboard, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm really happy to be here, Damon. And you know, for me, this is a great tradition to continue to carry through from the work that Paul Atkinson did for Eggleston and the relationship he's had with you and your folks. I'm coming down from Boston, so this is I feel like a foreigner in a foreign country sometimes, but, you know, for me, I'm so excited to be at Eggleston, to be at Hampton Roads. What really drew me to Eggleston and this area was not only the weather, because there's no snow, but for me, it's really the community that Eggleston creates, and understanding that, you know, we're offering a spectrum of services, not only intellectual and developmental disabilities, but services for vets, services for folks with recovering from drug and alcohol issues. You know, so for us, you know, to me, it's Eggleston creating a community that I can find a home for and then help others make a home, you know. So for Eggleston, you know, I want to make sure that we've got a vision for the future. And it's not just about my vision, it's about making sure that the community puts their input into that vision.
Tell me a little bit about your background and what got you set up to now be part of Eggleston.
Sure. So I've spent a career working in pediatrics and education, you know, K-12 and birth through 22, but always worked with a special needs population. You know, for me, my wife and I are sort of at that time in our lives when we wanted to get out of the cold and come down to a place where both the weather was welcoming, but the people were more welcoming. And so we found that in Hampton Roads. We found that at Eggleston. And, you know, I'm happy to make a community and a home down here with my wife and, again, enjoy the weather that's a little bit more tolerable than the Massachusetts and the Boston winters.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. Tell me a little bit about your vision of the future of Eggleston and where it's going.
Sure, sure. So, you know, our goal is to continue expanding within the Hampton Roads area. You know, we recently opened a new site in Chesapeake, and so we're happy that that day rehabilitation program is now up and running, but we would like to, again, figure out where the community needs are and continue to open sites and services for various parts of the community that that may not be being served by our agency or others. You know, obviously there's a huge growth in the need for disability services, and if that's autism, if that's more medically involved, you know, we see a need that continues to be unmet. You know, again, in all aspects of both vocational, but also adult living for folks with disabilities.
Awesome. And glad to have Eggleston leading the charge in that mission here across Hampton Roads and really with celebrating nearly almost 70 years of Eggleston here in Hampton Roads. It's a special thing. Now, everybody listening can get involved online at EgglestonServices.org. Find out how you can either take part in using a business or one of the services from Eggleston, or find out a great way to donate and make your dollars go a long way. EgglestonServices.org, or go to their Facebook pages for the garden center. You know what? Stick around. Coming up after the quick break, we're going to talk about some events that Eggleston just had. We'll talk about more events that Eggleston has going on in the future and some super timely things you don't want to miss out on, including the garden center, trees that are coming in. Christmas is right around the corner, and Eggleston has you covered for all of that and so, so much more. We're here on Ask the Expert this hour with your friends from Eggleston right here on News Talk 790 WNIS. We'll be right back.